You're not going to believe this, given that we're living in an era of unprecedented times. We're living in an era of nothing ever happens. It turns out there actually are consequences to being the worst guys on earth who do nothing. Everything you do is bad. You fail at everything you do. It turns out there actually are some consequences. The midterms are coming up this year. On the line, the House majority, and also in some very, very slim timeline, the Senate majority. It's not looking good for the GOP right now. It's actually looking really, 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 really bad, like apocalyptically bad for them, like comically bad. Even a small shift is significant in the 8th District, where Republican Gabe Evans was elected to Congress in 2024 by 2,449 votes out of more than 333,000 cast. Not going to need a very big shift to dethrone Mr. Gabe Evans. Well, folks, have you been paying attention to the special elections of late? Have you? Here's one that took place last Tuesday. Oh, it's not much. Just Democrat Lugar Nicolai winning by a keen 91 points. Oh, and you're saying, well, okay, it's Minnesota. It's a special election. It's state house in Minnesota. Of course the Dems are going to win there. And yeah, sure, the Democrats won there before, to be sure. Though, when the Dems won back in 2025, outside the special election, they won by 67 points. So they went from 67 to 91. That's pretty bad. You guys want a real bop right down here, down at the bottom left? State House, 67 to 67. I know, right? God's laughing at us. Seriously, though, this is ridiculous, okay? Now, but you're thinking, okay, this is marginal. This is a state house district special election taking place in Minnesota. This is hardly like reflective of the broader country. Well, did you pay attention to what happened in Iowa back 4 days ago? Democrats flipped the state house district 35. The district was Trump plus 21 in 2024. Now, Democrats won by 4 points. Iowa, not exactly a deep blue haven. That's pretty interesting, don't you think? Well, okay, sure, fine. So it's a flip state house district. All right, okay. But what about something a little bit more punchy, okay? What about the state of Texas's Senate? What about that? Well, if you've been paying attention to Texas and, I don't know, Twitter the past 24 hours, folks, a Democrat by 15 points in Texas. This was a red seat. Not only was this a Republican seat, this has been a Republican seat uninterrupted for 35 years. This seat went Trump plus 17. It's seen a 32-point shift over to the left. 32-point shift in a year. That's pretty cool. Here, let me get this guy's big old mug on screen. Hold on. The Democrat who won here's got kind of like that football chud face. Taylor Remmett. What's up, my man? You are stretching that suit jacket out. There's our boy. 32-point flip when Trump plus 17 hasn't elected Democrat since 1991. Trump personally endorsed the opponent, spent days hyping up this race, still lost. It's true, folks. It's true. They did not want to lose this seat. It makes them look pretty bad. Here is what the swing looks like in SD09 in Texas between now and 2024. The map on the left side that I'm going to show you is how people voted in this special election. The map on the right side is how each area flipped from 2024. There's the voting map. Here's how it looks relative to 2024. There are districts here who shifted 50 points or more. Keep in mind that the Texas gerrymander was built on the assumption that Trump would be able to maintain or at least slimly hold the gains that he made with Latin voters in between 2020 and 2024. Based on these numbers, it seems likely, more likely than not, that the Texas gerrymander is actually going to give us more seats in the House than we would have had before. A dummy mander. They're spreading themselves too thin. Here is what the country looks like, the midterms, if we apply the Texas Senate District 9 swing nationally. Now, this isn't likely to happen, but oh boy, if it was applied nationally, Democrats would have the world's first super, 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 super duper majority in the House. Now, again, this is not a likely outcome. It's that we're not going to get a 32-point swing across the country, but we don't need a 32-point swing, not even close. We don't need a 32-point swing or a 22-point swing. Even a 12-point swing would be enormous. right now, the special elections that we're seeing, the outcomes that we're seeing, are genuinely, for the right, apocalyptic, like life-ending. Them shooting two white people in broad daylight and releasing evidence the president is a pedophile actually have an effect? God only knows. For the most part, it looks like this stuff is being motivated by what they're doing in Minnesota, by the way. Look, anybody who already didn't like Trump knew that he was a pedophile, right? Like, widely known. For the most part, it looks like the Epstein stuff is leading to disenfranchisement on the right. It's not shifting people from right to left. It's making people on the right go, f*** this, and not show up. It's hard to, like, maintain enthusiasm on your side when you're trying to get them to ignore this much evidence. They're tuning out. They're like, okay, whatever. I don't know, whatever. But the Minnesota ICE behavior is pushing people to the left. I believe that over the past month alone, independents have shifted 15 more points over to the Democrats, largely based on what's happening in ICE. The stuff that ICE has been doing is so openly, flagrantly evil that it is actually pushing people over to the left. And God bless them for that, you know? God bless them for that. Imagine if Dems had a spine and pushed back more. Yeah, I know. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a real opposition party? Look at the voter composition. Republicans did not lose the Texas SD9 runoff because of low GOP turnout. They lost because almost all of the independents and some of the Republicans voted Dem. Ooh. Of those who voted in the Texas Senate District 9 runoff, 50% plus were GOP primary voters or at the GOP HH. Oh, HH? I'm blanking on this. HH. The prior runoff? Heil Hitler. It must be Heil Hitler, obviously. Only 50% plus were primary voters or at the big Heil Hitler party. Has been hotel. Only 35% were Dems or at the Dems Heil Hitler party. It's really bad for them, is the point that's being made here. It's really, really, really bad for them. More Republicans than Democrats in this district. There are so many more Republicans in this district that even Dems plus independents do not overcome the number of Republicans. And yet, let's do a little victory lap.
Good morning. It is Sunday, February 1st. Today, could it be a preview of the midterms? A major upset in Texas as a Democrat wins a special state Senate election.
Yes, the GOP did outspend the Democrat 10 to 1. Yeah. It was like they spent a ton of money to try to keep the Senate seat from flipping, and it did not matter.
Double digits in a
honest question, is this even good? Do we want to legitimize Democrats at this point? I mean, both parties are deep state pedophile apologist, at best apologist parties, but the Democrats are still better than Republicans. Also, I am particularly supportive of Democrat overperformance in the midterms because voters, for the most part, see this as a advocacy for a bunch of independent candidates rather than like the Democrats as a national entity. I know the Democrats are going to pitch forward like Pete Buttigieg or Josh Shapiro or Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris in 2028, and I will hate them for it, and I will vote for J.D. Vance. However, in the meantime, this is representative of a broader ennui, right? Against Republicans, not for Democrats.
District Trump won by a landslide.
Then two major court decisions in the Minnesota ICE crackdown, including a scathing ruling ordering
Liam Ramos
and his father to be freed from ICE detention.
So much more.
With Eugene Daniels and Jackie Alamany, we begin with a major Democratic upset in a Texas state Senate election runoff. Late last night, Democrat Taylor Rimmitt was declared the winner over Republican Lee.
Man, they really do all look like that, huh? Jesus Christ.
Wamsgans by double digits in the state's deep red 9th district that President Trump won by 17 points in 2024. Remit is a 33-year-old local union leader and first-time candidate whose race caught outsized attention after he overperformed in November's election, triggering the runoff. Remit has since received a surge of support from Democratic groups, including the DNC. It's also another loss for President Trump, who posted on Truth Social just before the runoff. Lee Wamsgans, a Republican running for the state Senate in the suburbs of Fort Worth, Texas, will be a great candidate and has my complete and total endorsement. Jackie, Eugene, now some caveats to put out there.
Right.
It's a state Senate race. It's a runoff. So turnout
is lower.
Saturday. But the key thing is you can't go from a 17-point win by the president in 24 and then win by 14 points as a Democrat, even in a state election, state Senate election, that's a 31-point swing. That has to...
It seems to me it's urban and suburban areas shifting in huge numbers. Ruraloid demons aren't shifting as much. They're cattle. I wouldn't expect much from them. They were born to be exploited by the ruling class. But yeah, no, people who can think and people who can feel, for the most part, are shifting away from the Trump administration. It's looking really, really bad for them. You would probably feel it a lot more if it wasn't for the fact that the Democrats are not a functional opposition party. You know, like if the Democrats were a functional opposition party, they would be dominating the national conversation. Every day you'd wake up and it wouldn't be news about Epstein. It'd be news about Democrats slamming Trump for Epstein. But of course, we don't live in that world.
And a huge signal, not only to the Democrats that maybe Texas is in play, but a huge signal to Republicans that Texas is not as safe as it seems.
One, it's a reminder to Democrats to play everywhere, right? You don't have to spend all your money in one bucket, but you should play everywhere. That's something that we hear a lot from younger Democrats, especially, that they want to see that from the party. Two, it's a reminder, I think, that Trump's unconditional endorsement and support doesn't actually come with any resources. So all these people who are worried that Trump in the primaries is going to endorse their opponent, Donald Trump doesn't throw money behind it when he does that, right? That's not what happens. And so it also tells you where all the energy is, right? I think that's what you can extrapolate, is at the end of the day, people that are on the...
Y'all, the RNC got $95 million in cash in hand. The DNC went from $16 million into debt just in time for the midterms. What the fuck are they doing over there? How the fuck? Well, I guess it's difficult to compete with Republicans' cash flow when Trump is getting like $500 million bribes from every evil foreign government on earth. Like they have access to like infinite money. They're tapped into capital harder than any party ever has been. But how are the Democrats in debt? What are you spending that on? God, it's all TV ads. They're just doing TV ads, man. What if this was all chorus payouts, you know? What if this was all like money to Deepak or that other guy? Dem voters are donating to candidates, not the DNC. Probably pretty difficult to get people to give money to the DNC when everyone knows that it's a worthless organization, yeah. Not to mention all the debt they were carrying from Kamala Harris's campaign somehow.
The left, people that are upset about a lot of the things they're seeing from this administration, those are the people you're going to see in special elections. Those are the people you're going to see on Saturdays going to vote. And more importantly, those are the people you're going to see in the midterms voting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to digging into the crosstabs to see what the issues that voters were most galvanized on. But while Trump has still polled well on border security, we've obviously seen his numbers on interior immigration policy crater in the last few weeks. And while
he does still pull well on border security, the reason for that being nobody's entering the border right now because no one would ever, ever, ever want to come to this shithole country. Like, yeah, it's you've successfully deterred border migration by making America universally unappealing to all people. But support for domestic immigration crackdowns has been dropping consistently. I'd love to see a breakdown on that, Masaiko.
Been super focused on Minnesota. Texas, at the end of the day, has become the epicenter for the detention operation that this administration is facilitating with people like Liam.
Little Liam.
Five-year-old Liam and his father and countless other young children and some even legal U.S. citizens being detained and Texans being exposed to some of these horrible...
We're talking about some broader stuff right now. Hold on. This is from CBS Texas 15 hours ago. It's before the election results were called. I'm kind of curious what tone they're going to take.
Well, look at this, folks. The Democratic candidate. Yes, a Democratic candidate for an open state Senate seat in Tarrant County is leading the Republican. If that sounds surprising, based on history, it is. This is a live look right now from the watch party happening in Fort Worth. It is all part of a special runoff election in a Republican majority district that has received national attention. Ion Politics reporter Jack Fink has been all over this. He's in the newsroom now.
Everybody's Jack, surprised by this. This is from one day ago.
Tomorrow is Saturday. It's also the runoff special election for an open state Senate seat in Tarrant County specifically. And that's a race that has attracted some national attention. Ion Politics reporter Jack Fink is here. And my question is going to be, obviously, why the national attention on this race?
Well, Doug, this is a race between Republican Lee Wamsgans and Democrat Taylor Wamsgans. Remet. And the reason it's gotten some national attention is because Remet nearly won this Republican majority district outright in November when there were two Republicans in the race.
I would never misspeak.
Now, this race has also gotten the attention of the Democratic National Committee, which is helping Remet, a local union president in Fort Worth. The DNC says it's helping him reach out to voters to get them to the polls. Republicans say they're also trying to get their supporters out to vote for Wamsgans, an activist in the community for years.
Activist?
As to the importance of this race, the DNC's deputy communications director, Obi Rahman, sent a statement saying in part, quote, the DNC is supporting the Texas Democratic Coordinated Campaign by recruiting volunteers and bringing our message to more voters.
Chief Communications Officer of Patriot Mobile and executive director of its affiliated PAC, Patriot Mobile Action. She supported school board candidates who oppose diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in critical race theory in the Dallas-Fort Worth region as co-chair of Southlake Families PAC. Can you really call yourself an activist when you're just, like, leading PACs? Is that the definition of an activist? Like, oh, I sit on the board of multiple, like, corporate dark money groups. Is that an activist? Does that count? And you're not going to believe it, guys. She was a finalist in the 1988 Miss Oklahoma USA contest and appeared in a 1989 slasher film. This is every Republican woman, man. Every single one of them. It's crazy. Keep in mind, they literally don't have activists on the right this close they can get. Yeah, basically. Amidst the George Floyd protests in 2020, Wamsgans made a Facebook post stating, quote, sadly, they need to die, but they would still vote, in reference to BLM protesters and the conspiracy theory that people were impersonating dead voters. Lovely. Speaking at the 2023 Moms for Liberty Summit, she stated, this is not a political war, it's a spiritual war. Testified against the Tarrant County Commissioners providing funding for the county's chapter of Girls Inc. due to the national affiliate's advocacy on LGBTQ rights and abortion, stating the national and local chapter could not be separated. Brilliant stuff. The state Senate district has a bunch of megachurches? Yeah, that makes sense. What an unbelievable piece of shit. I genuinely feel like you could go to a tin pot dictator in the third world and find more legitimately good people in the ranks of the ruling party. Like, you could go to Pinochet's junta and find more people working underneath Pinochet who are probably just, like, fastidious bureaucrats who didn't really care who they operated under. But with the Republican Party, literally every single one of them does evil for fun. Like, none of them are fastidious bureaucrats. Not one of them. All of them are, like, desperate, attention-seeking, clout-chasing, wannabe celebrity demon people. Or the Soviets, for sure. Oh my god, the Soviets were, like, all fastidious bureaucrats. That was, like, it's like a half the Politburo. They just don't have those guys on the right anymore. I'm starting to believe they really eat babies. Well, did you read the recent Epstein files? That's a defensible accusation now. Thank god she lost. In a 32-point swing. It's a literal blood and death cult. Yeah, watch my recent video where I crib off Dan Olson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was Ted Cruz a prophet for predicting this outcome? You don't have to be a prophet to know that what the Republican Party is doing right now is suicidal and self-destructive. That's not not really a high IQ read. Good of him to figure it out, but, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, like, Ted Cruz is just as... Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, there are going to be a bunch of Republicans who are hemming and hawing over this. They're going to be like, yes, it turns out doing bad things is unpopular. Yes. But they all suck Trump's dick the entire way. They're fully responsible. Now they're going to be like, oh, I was the voice of reason the whole time. But you went along with everything he said and everything he did, and you never criticized him the entire time. Prescient. Me with the orb of Apollo, or whatever. Was it Apollo's orb? Was Apollo the one with the orb of prophecy? Or was that a different one? Every demographic that swung for Trump in 2024 has reverted back to Dems except for white voters? No, even white voters have shifted over, I believe. Maybe not between, hold on, 2020, 2024, 2026. I'm pretty sure that white voters have shifted over to an extent, but it is true that they are an innately demonic. No, I can't say. Will YouTube get mad at me like Twitch would? I'm white. It's a joke. Tiny little shift. I'm pretty sure these numbers are actually a lot more extreme than they look here. I'm sorry if this already been covered, but are there seriously allegations of blood rituals and sword executions? With Epstein? Yeah, I think so. With like the George W. Bush stuff or H.W. Bush stuff? Why wouldn't they? Do you really think people would run an international child sex trafficking organization and not do blood sacrifices? What the fuck is the point? I feel like they're like, well, I can understand them being evil enough to do that, but why would they do the other stuff? Like, they murdered people? Dog, murdering people is how you get away with the child sex trafficking operation. You think they're just going to leave thousands of women, like, around? That's the whole point of the operation! Tragic that Dick Cheney isn't in the files. He was doing it for the love of the game. Dick Cheney is up there in super heaven. He's the one big GOP guy not implicated in the files. They invited him to the island and he was like, nah, and just went back to hunting or whatever. Is Kissinger in the files? I don't think so. Not yet. I think that might just be an age thing. I guarantee you that Kissinger was doing his generation's version of the Epstein thing, though. For sure. He was literally known for being a demonic socialite who made friends with everyone. Like, he was the Epstein of his time in a way, in the sense that he was this, like kiss-ass whose job it was to make friends with everyone in media, popular culture, and you know, The Hill. Is our generation's version of the Epstein thing 4chan lollicon? What the f*** are you talking about? Our generation's version of the Epstein thing is Jeffrey Epstein. All the people affiliated with him are alive and in power. What are you talking about? The point here is that this is insane, all right? The point here is that it's looking bad for them. Take that to heart. For whatever it means. What state is this? Texas. Pay attention.